All right. It's medication time. It's time for the Dr. Farrar podcast. My name is Dr. Varga. This episode will be talking about the WWE Backlash 2020. I'm going to review the show. It was on WWE Network. It took place on Sunday, June 14, 2020 at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. This event was originally supposed to take place in Kansas City, Missouri, but was moved due to the COVID-19 pandemic, just like all of WWE's other events since mid-March. There were 7 matches on the show, so let me go into this. In the opening contest, Triple Threat Tag Team Match for the WWE Women's Championship, Bayley and Sasha Banks defeated Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, and the Iconics, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. This is a pretty good match. This one was one of the better matches on the show, and I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was a pretty solid all around. Definitely will give it a thumbs up. Two thumbs up, sorry. Then they had a singles match. Sheamus defeated Jeff Hardy. Started off good, but it went too long, and it was a little bit chaotic near the end. But Sheamus and was kind of surprised, but I think they did that so they have a rematch in the next pay-per-view. Then a singles match for WWE Raw Women's Championship. Nia Jax and Asuka, the champion, fought to a double countout. This wasn't good at all. This was pretty much a mess. The ending wasn't good either. 21 handicap match for WWE Universal Championship. Braun Strowman defeated The Miz and John Morrison to retain the title. Just about what do you expect? I don't know what to make of this match. I think they're going to have handicap matches for Strowman just until he finds like a believable challenger, you know what I mean? This singles match WWE Championship. Drew McIntyre defeated Bobby Lashley with MVP. This one was pretty good. And it was a little bit chaotic, but the rest of it was pretty solid. That exceeded expectations. And then finally, the singles match, the greatest wrestling match ever, as it was hyped up to be. Randy Orton defeated Edge in a fantastic match. Two thumbs way up. They went 44 minutes, almost 45 minutes total in this. They had a lot of moves, like from their past. Used other wrestlers' moves, right? Guess who they feuded with. It was just solid from start to finish. Very, very good stuff. We'll definitely highly recommend that match. Very good overall. This event was better than I thought it was going to be. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Keeps on Crowns podcast. Recording this Sunday myself with the Don, Rockstar Rhino, producer King Cow. Peace, peeps. Have a good one. Stay inside and stay safe.